Hello, I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones. When listening to this core session recording, be sure to only listen to it when you are sitting or lying down with no distractions. If you are under a doctor's care, you should consult with your physician before listening to this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle or while doing anything that requires your attention. In this audio, I will have you do breathing exercises. I will also have you count as you breathe in and out. This counting should be done in your mind and not out loud. At the end of this recording, you will be gently brought out of the core session. Thank you and enjoy. Close your eyes and just be comfortable with the darkness. The back of your eyelids, it's black and dark, and that's okay. You start observing your breathing and slowing it down. You're breathing in gently through your nose and breathing out through your mouth. Now I want you to take deep breaths and count from 1 to 5 while inhaling through your nose, and then pause once you've inhaled, and then count from 5 to 1 while exhaling through your mouth. And as I'm talking, just repeat this 4 times. In through your nose, 1 through 5, and exhaling through your mouth, 5 to 1, good. A few more times as you inhale deeply through your nose, as you count at your own pace, your own count, and exhale through your mouth as you count. Good, continuing to do this. Inhaling through your nose, exhaling through your mouth. Good. As you reach the final one, exhale any negativity. Good. Just let it go when you get to that final deep breath, and then continue breathing easily, effortlessly, and comfortably at your own pace. Feel your body relaxing more and more now. You are so very relaxed, feeling lighter. As you are returning to your normal breathing pattern, I want you now to imagine yourself going for a walk. Imagine yourself being outside, surrounded by trees and mountains, feeling serenity in your soul. Imagine that it's early in the morning, the sun is rising, and you can see an orange splash of sun under a blue sky. It's getting brighter with each passing moment. You're walking, going for a hike in the mountains. You are safe and protected, and you are getting closer to your destination. You're enjoying your surroundings. You hear birds gently chirping. You see the leaves on the trees moving gently because of the light breeze. And you take a breath in, and you smell pine and an earthly scent. This relaxes you. You continue on your hike until you see a small, smooth stone on the clear path that you're walking on. And you bend down to pick it up. You feel this smooth stone between your fingertips. It feels cool to the touch. And you place the stone back on the ground and continue walking. After a few moments, you reach the peak of the mountain. There is a clearing with a comfortable blanket waiting for you. You decide to lie down in this comfortable blanket and relax. Brightness has fully spread around you in the sky. When you closely follow the origin of the brightness, you realize it originates from your mind. There is a connection of light and energy between your mind and the sun. This white light is strengthening your intuitive powers. Go into your inner mind and listen to your inner self. Understand and perceive the clues that you are getting from yourself. You are highly focused, free from doubt. You trust your intuition. You can hear the unsaid words. All you need to do is focus. Let go of conscious thought. You have the power to tap into your intuition. You can connect with your sixth sense and utilize it to benefit yourself. You listen to your instincts and you plan your next moves accordingly. Once you have made up your mind, you move forward in life. So tell yourself what you have decided. It doesn't matter whether you go ahead or turn back. Letting your intuition talk to you and doing what your intuition guides you to do, that's what matters the most. And you decide whether you want to move forward or not. But you are in tune with your intuition. The more you trust it, the more you open yourself to new possibilities. Now imagine the possibilities in your life. And imagine selecting the path of innovation, powerful ideas, productivity, and creativity. Your body is a medium through which your intuition speaks to you. You have the power to listen and change the perspective of your life. This intuitive power can lead you to an inspiring journey of productivity and innovation. Just open your mind and soul to receive the unlimited wisdom that you can bring into your life by strengthening your intuitive powers. Repeat these words after me. I fully understand my body's expression when it acts as a medium. I am completely equipped and confident in myself. I am the master of my body, soul, and mind. Any clue coming to me is important. I am confident. I have strong intuitive powers, and I listen to them. I understand things, and I can utilize them to help people. I can increase my abilities. I can and will unfold my creativity and receive inspiration. Now, you are going to soak in the powers of intuition from your surroundings. With your eyes continuing to be closed, imagine a warm, glowing light and concentrate on it. Now, collect that light and cover your body with that luminous feeling. Spread the luminosity all around you. Let your heart, brain, eyes, nose, ears, hands, feet, and every part of your body be submerged in the light. This is the light of the energies coming from the fourth dimension, giving you the power of intuition to enhance your abilities and potential. You are using the astral communication technique. Absorb everything inside of you and lighten up your aura with the brightness. You have the power of intuition and you are confident in your instincts. You support your intuition. Concentrate on your present and consider a scenario in which you want guidance from your intuitive powers. Start thinking intuitively about that scenario. You understand the answers. You have all the answers within you. You must trust yourself. You know that you can do this. You tap into your intuition. You can use your creative side in any way. If you like painting, start thinking of the dream painting that you want to create. If you like music, think of your favorite tune. If you want to start a business, picture yourself being productive in that business. Concentrate on your creative side. Only you can do this. Attach yourself to your creative side and put trust in your intuition. Feel your mind, body, and soul beginning to communicate with the astral plane. You are safe, and you can see golden rays coming toward you to guide you. Only you can grasp these rays and surround yourself with that power. and focus on your intuition. So concentrate on your physical and intuitive clues and compare them with past situations. You can see the comparison and decide for yourself whether you want to continue on with this intuitive path. And you can decide now how you feel about any situation in your life. You have made up your mind. You hold on to your intuitive feelings. Tell yourself that you have decided. Talk to your intuition and ask for more abilities, stronger clues, and more powerful instincts. Repeat these words after me. I want a stronger intuitive power. I want to be able to utilize it to my full benefit. I will utilize it to unfold my potential and tap into my creativity. I will inspire the world. I will allow these powers to be enhanced so that I can utilize them to improve my life. I will also help the people around me. Good. Now breathe in slowly once again. Feel the movement of your body with each inhale and exhale. Your body is vibrating. You are at the peak of serenity now. And I want you now to start wiggling your arms and legs and feel your body begin to re-energize. Bring your awareness back to the present. Good. You're becoming more aware of your surroundings and where you are. You are feeling relaxed, refreshed, and awakened. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes. Continue stretching your body. You're now back in the present, feeling great.
This concludes your core session. Before doing anything that requires your attention, such as driving, be sure that you are fully alert. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.